Arthur Gubin. Hello, friend, and welcome once again to a few moments of fellowship together around the wonderful, wonderful Word of the Eternal God, which we call the Bible, meaning the Biblios are the book. There is no other book ever written by man under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God like this book, God's Word, which explains all about the eternal God. It tells about God's creation of mankind. It tells about man's fall into sin. It tells about our way of salvation and redemption, forgiveness of sin through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And it tells us about the future. It tells us about life after death. And it tells us about the future of this old earth that we live upon and what God's plans for mankind in the future are. What's going to occur in the days to come? The last book of the Bible discusses and explains and makes clear the future. Oh, beloved, this book, God's Holy Word, composed of 66 different books, written by some 40 different authors under the inspiration of the great author, the Holy Spirit of God, who told these men what to write down, and they simply became the stenographer, that is, the secretary, the one who wrote down what the Holy Spirit told them to write. And thus we have this glorious and amazing revelation of God to mankind called the Bible. Well, last time we talked about how that an individual can put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, can accept Him as Savior, and can be born again by the Holy Spirit of God. You remember John chapter 3, the Lord Jesus had a man come to Him by night when He was walking here on earth. This man came to the Lord Jesus Christ by night. Perhaps he was a ruler of the Jews, the Bible tells us in John chapter 3. One of the leaders of the Jews, maybe he came at night because he hadn't had other opportunity to come to see Christ. Or maybe it was because he didn't want everybody else to know what he was doing. But nevertheless, he came to Jesus, and Jesus told him, Nicodemus, you must be born again. And Nicodemus said, how can I be born when I'm an old man? Do you mean I have to go through the natural process of physical birth again? Nicodemus didn't understand, because he, like all men who are spiritually dead in trespasses and in sin, are in spiritual darkness. And they do not comprehend spiritual truth. They do not understand spiritual truth. That's why Jesus explained to him, no, Nicodemus, I'm not talking about physical, for that which is born of the flesh is physical. That's John chapter 3 and verse 6. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit, speaking of the Holy Spirit of God, is spirit, the spiritual part of man. When an individual receives Jesus Christ as Savior, the Holy Spirit of God is the one who enters into that individual's spirit, changing and cleansing and making that individual alive in their spirit. For we're born dead, spiritually speaking, dead in trespasses and in sin, dead and separated from God. That's why we need life eternal, and that's what the Holy Spirit brings into our spirit when we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and accept Him as Savior and invite Him into our life. Then the Holy Spirit of God does that work of salvation within our spirit, as we're told in the book of Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 and 14, that the Holy Spirit becomes God's guarantee or seal of our salvation. He moves into our spirit and takes up His abode in our spirit. So that we read in 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God? And ye are not your own, for you're bought with a price. That price was the death of Jesus Christ, God Himself, on an old rugged cross for the sins of mankind, bought with a price. And thus, beloved, we become God's property. We were in bondage to sin, and that's the condition of the majority of people on the face of the earth. In bondage to sin, under the control and dominion of sin, in the slave market of sin. But Jesus paid the price to buy us back to God and to restore us to fellowship with God through His death, burial, and resurrection. And when one believes in and accepts Christ as Savior, God's Holy Spirit moves into our spirit to do that work of salvation and to make a new person out of us. Nicodemus believed, for Jesus told him that God the Father so loved mankind that He gave His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whosoever would believe in Him should not perish but have eternal life. And that day Nicodemus believed in the Lord Jesus. That night he received Jesus as his Savior. He put his faith and trust in Christ Jesus. He became a new creature. Someday I'll have the joy of meeting Nicodemus in the presence of the Lord. Yes, we know that he was born again, and that he believed in Christ, for he was one of the two men that helped bury the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, beloved, he was born from above. And that's what new birth is. It's being born again spiritually. It's a spiritual birth. It's not a physical birth. It's a spiritual birth. But that's where man's identity comes from. Remember, man is a triune being created in the likeness and image of God. Man has a spirit, a soul, and a body. And it's in our spirit that we believe in and receive Christ Jesus as Savior and are born again. Oh, beloved, there's so many blessings that come from being born again. And before I start talking about new birth blessings again, I want to remind you that if you will write to us, we'll be glad to send you materials that will help you to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you will get a pencil and paper, I'll give you this information, how you can write to us, and how we can send back to you free materials. We'll send you a free New Testament containing all 27 books of the New Testament. We'll send you a pocket calendar for this year. We'll send you a prayer card with our picture. We'll send you the first three lessons of our Bible correspondence course. And if you complete all four of those courses, there's four different courses. We'll send you the first three lessons of the first course. There's four courses, and they're all free. And all you have to do is send back the answer sheets, and we will send you, once you complete, you'll get a certificate of completion for every course that you complete. And once you complete all four courses, you will receive a brand new Bible, free and postage paid, as our gift to you for completing all four of those courses. It's our privilege to have a part in your life, and the Lord has made available those Bibles for that very purpose, of sending to you as a gift and a token to help you grow in the knowledge of the true and the living God. Now, what is our address? You can write it to me, Bob Griggs, capital B-O-B, space, capital G-R-I-G-G-S, Bob Griggs. On the next line, put a capital P period, capital O period, capital B-O-X. That stands for Post Office Box, and the number is 8 2 5. 825. Like 825. 825. That's the post office box number. On the next line, then, write Ignacio. Now, that's spelled capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O. Ignacio, comma, and space, and then you'll put capital C, capital O, period. That stands for the state that we live in here in the United States, Colorado. Capital C, capital O is the abbreviation, period. And then after that, you'll put 81137-0825. That's our zip code, and the postman will know where to send your letter when you write to us and include that zip code. Again, that zip code is 81137-0825. 81137-0825. And then on the bottom line, you will put U, capital U, period, capital S, period, capital A, period, or you can write out United States of America. Be sure and put that on the last line, otherwise your letter will not reach us, because they won't know what country to send it to. Many times here in the United States, when we send a letter to somebody else here, we don't put United States of America. It's understood that it will go within our country. But when we send something to you, we have to put the name of your country. And so on the last line, remember, United States of America, are capital U, period, capital S, period, capital A, period. So that's our address. You can write to us, Bob Griggs, Post Office Box 825, Ignacio, Colorado, 81137-0825, United States of America. We do look forward to hearing from you, because we want to send materials to you that will help you to grow in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus and will help explain what you did in asking Jesus Christ to come into your life and into your heart. Until next time, goodbye.